Rotwooded Radio presents award-winning author John Neufeld with Side Effects.
We didn't feel bipolar. We weren't even smart enough to contain our wonder and delight. We believed, wrongly it turns out, in the goodness of a possible future. From Saturday, February 30th, the day that Representative Clyburn chose to speak, until past midnight of March 3rd, our world seemed unreal. We watched in wonder as Joe Biden seemed revivified. We had heard his speech earlier in the week, in which he confided to us that he had been a stutterer as a child, and that even as an adult, although he understood his listeners ached to hear him speak clearly and faster, more dynamically, whenever he tried, often, his speech became nearly incoherent and confusing. Words were lost, ideas intermixed, emotions jumbled. He was doing his best, but he had to try to slow down. And in slowing down, he seemed less certain of his plans, his values, his ideas, his very history. This helped explain the senator's on-again, off-again debate performances. His age had less to do with his hesitations than his impediments. The King's Speech. The climax of our misunderstanding came early Wednesday morning when suddenly NBC called Texas for our man Joe. California, in our mind, was also ran. Texas had turned blue. Joe was a magician. We had a new president. We had hope. We had a future. We had manners and wisdom and savoir-faire. The little bug of reality bit. It hurt. This was not the end of a terrible time of trial. This was likely only the beginning of a vicious mano-a-mano. And we knew and know the cruelty and dishonesty of Joe's opponent. As reporters in the New York Times are forced to admit, a caveat. In 2016, we had called on Joe not to run. The recent death of his son made him four times as vulnerable to the pricks and arrows of Trump's kind of campaigning. We didn't want Joe hurt. We wanted him whole again, if that were possible. This would take time. But time was not something Joe had a lot of. Let Trump govern and err. If we were lucky, eventually we'd get Pence, no bargain, and the nation would stop in its tracks, holding its breath, anxious to see whether or not it was still possible to be American in the sense we and the world expected. Well, we had a few hours of joy before accepting the reality that the coming campaign would be brutal, that Trump would gather the power of his incumbency and his loyalists, spend every nickel of our money slicing and dicing. There was no doubt that Hunter Biden was back on the griddle. Although we were and are a bit tremulous about Joe's ability to match name-calling, accusing the incumbent of total dishonesty and graft, we decided that this was, in any case, not the campaign we wanted Joe to run. It might prove beneficial, reminding one and all of the vagaries and deceits of dear leader, his disloyalty to the oath he took to uphold the Constitution to keep America safe. We want Joe to be upstanding, secure, positive about the future and the fate of the nation. We want to hear him explain how he voted in the past and why. We want to hear how he plans to erase the impressions he sometimes made. And we desperately want him to call out Dear One, to expose his demagoguery, his belief that he alone is the state, that one who opposes him cannot possibly have anything in mind but motivations meant to lead to character assassination, his nepotism, his gangster cabal in the cabinet, his constant and increasing expense to the country, not just in terms of his golf and travel, but also in the simple everyday perversity he demands and gets away with. After our first blush of hope faded, after we realized that we were really no closer to seeing the back of Donald J. Trump, we also had to admit that Joe would need the help of every voter in America who had been shamed during the past 3+ years by activities, pardons, admiration for dictatorship, and shoot-from-the-hip foreign excursions. He would need the support of a people who believed in thoughtfulness, kindness, in combining international cooperation with homegrown respect for native U.S. intelligence and goals. We would need a renewed sense of empathy after a term of zero toleration for human weaknesses. So Super Tuesday was, eventually, a downer for us. We had wanted so much and actually received so little. But the very fact that something was in our incoming box kept our eyes and hearts lifted. What do we want now? We want a Joe who can slug it out with a reflexive liar and an imprisoner of children, and yet remain gentle but firm, who knows how government works and who believes in the separation of powers, who understands the greatness and value of our nation's history. We hope to God this isn't a reach too far. I'm John Neufeld.
All opinions on side effects are those of John Neufeld and do not represent necessarily the opinions of Robinhood Radio, robinhoodradio.com, CATV6, or any of the employees, volunteers, or underwriters of Tri-State Public Communications.